Okay, we're now live with the ENSL Shoutcast for the official between Flatline NS and LoL Steamroll. Today we've got, the game's already started, but today we've got good lineouts for both teams, with Flatline being able to field six after the recent drama, and LoL Steamroll. Tainade, NSN, ZH, and Nax.
Looks like Flatline are in pretty bad spot at the moment. They haven't really got that many nodes or a hive to drop or anything, really. They're just getting rolled by shotgun.
They've done a good job on that. But you know when Flatline are losing, they all start whoring silence. And that's what's happened here. All of them are whoring silence, although they are power capping nodes and they are killing nodes well, so it looks good for Flatline. I think they will take this back, although they've had a very bad start. Peach really needs to con this, and Lost Steamroll really needs to get their teamwork sorted.
Yeah, Flatline dropped Eternal Res node now as well. With Lost Steamroll still at a phase getting alpha. I think take our phase gate down, they're going to be in a good position to drop our hive and come back in this game. But if their phase gate stays up, they're probably going to lose this.
Phil's doing a very good job lurking with that Gorge Bear constantly healing. To be honest, they need to get a shotgun out. Yeah, Flatline doing a really good job here, just getting on nodes. Well, Morvi's gonna have to run, it's too risky. But he's not, he's staying in. Ooh, if that shot had been on the fade, that would have been a good game.
Well, it'd be very low there, on like 120 health.
It's really critical for Marines at this stage of the game to actually cap the nodes. They should be on coolant and equi right. Seems a bit slow if you ask me. I don't know what Peach is.
Yeah, really in this situation, aliens really need to just kill the Marine res nodes and get more life ones out so they can break the hive lockdown and drop second hive.
They've gone to phase, it's the right thing to do, and it looks like they're going to lose the equi phase gate. But to be honest with you, I don't think Glove's experienced enough of this type of game. He's going to need to play it safer than he normally does, and that's gonna be quite tough on his skill.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree.
Highfish has been inactive recently, so hasn't been able to fade as much, so I think that's due to the thing. BB, fuck off. Phil's Lurk doing very good here, already got enough res to Onos. That'd be a great... Got all dancing, all singing, all talking Irishman Admirable here with us today as well.
So super Yarr! Now with three shotgunners. So we've already taken down one node, now they're taking down Temp.
Yeah, good job by Peach here, getting hard on these nodes, you know. Although, to be honest, I think it's a bit late, and he's overlooking the fact that he needs nodes. And Flatline doing such a good job, just constantly capping. Ooh. Tain doing a great job there in coolant. Phil playing it very risky. But I guess with that res, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Phil down.
Looks like Phil's going to go Onos. Oh, what was that? Fade on. Gloves deliberately made his name so long so we can't see his health. Have you noticed that? I think he was low, to be honest with you. Oh! Morbi down! Right, I think we got Phil Onosing here. Could be lurking, I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be Onos. The Marines still have a lockdown on Alpha Hive, so...
I think
could be
have
two
left.
Onos soon as well. I don't know what Cosmic's egging for, but depending on what she's egging for, the Marines could be in deep trouble.
Cosy's lurked
Phil Fade. Phil Fade, Cozzy Lurk.
This is interesting.
Two Fades, Lurk. I think Morbi, is he refading? Is Morbi refading? What's he up to?
23. I think he might be refading.
And unless Lost Team will really get heavy on these life forms, they're gonna have a hard time.
They're pushing the hive room now with the three shotgunners.
It's very late though, and you know, I think the Fades are just gonna wait for it, keep pushing back, rush as a group. Very nice.
Yeah.
This is where you really do want someone like Tain on your team who can just shotgun, and you know, that he makes the bullets count. What do you think, Ad?
The bluffer, if I said anything, Gibbs, I'm just gonna watch this for a second and then I'll give you my opinion.
Okay. You missed the start where LoL Steamroll were dominating. From what I see, LoL Steamroll are going to need to just go for that lockdown in Alpha and get a phase gate internal. If I don't get that phase gate internal or temp, they're not going to be able to hold enough nodes or push nodes. Fade's doing a good job here, just mopping up kills. There's Glove in Alpha. Glove is down! That's not good for a flatline. Luckily, they've got enough res to back it up. As you can see, Glove's only 5 res from fading, so it's fine.
Also, still got Morbi and Phil as fade.
We really need a phase gate, temp or eternal, internal effect. Oh, Phil's fade down! Wow, these fades are just like paper, really. They're not doing a good job today.
Pete's just losing nodes all over the place now. Temp going down as well.
Oh! Cosmic's lurk down. Great shotgunning by Nade there. This is an epic stage. Lifeforms going down everywhere. This is the real turning point for the game. With all these lifeforms going down, it doesn't look good for Flatline. Luckily, they've got a lot of rest.
Oh!
Nade! Perfect shotgunning! Oh! Fucking owned! Oh, Nade! That is frag material stuff right there. That'll be in your next one, won't it, Mark?
I didn't actually see it, maybe.
3 perfect hits on a fade, and then just whooped that Skulk in the arse right after. Oh, that was good stuff. Flatline only sitting on 2 nodes and no lifeforms. Wow, they really could have cocked this up.
Lost Steamroll here, pushing up with 4 Marines into the node outside of Cargo Hive.
The good thing with Peach is you can always guarantee he's going to play it aggressive, however the stage of a game. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good. But it's paying out for them today. It's sure. I think Cosmic's going to save for Onos here.
Phil playing very well here as Fade, just doing exactly what he needs to do. Just constantly harassing, pressuring the Marines, forcing them to weld and get med packs. Slowing them down.
What a nade by Naxu there. What a nade. Really, this whole game depends on how well Phil does right now. If Phil dies now and they can push temp easy, then, you know, it's game over. But Peach did what I said he would do and get a phase gate internal. You know, that's the right thing to do at this stage of a game. He needs to hold those nodes and he needs to be able to push to temp and external. And
HMG's
he's doing a good job. He's sitting on 1, 2, 3, 4... He's sitting on 5 external nodes, 6 including Marine Star. That's a lot of res. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd be getting D3 soon.
Phil doing a very good job of harassing Marine Star there.
Alright, Cosmic going over this
and
now.
A phase gate as well.
Yeah. Depending on how Cosmic does, this will be pretty game ending. If she you know, gets phase gates down, gets lots of Marines down, acts as a bit of a tank, should all go well. If she screws up though, it could all go to pot for Flatline, a waste of 75 res. Base getting harassed by Phil and a Skulk here. Phil TKing Highfish, unfortunately. Cosmic pushing to internal. Vimini needs to get... Yeah, they got HMG out. Right, FaZe, let's get our Onos down, guys. Let's get our Onos down. Oh, good stomping by Cosmic. Oh, not so good shotgunning man, then. Oh, that phase gate's being put under real pressure now. Oh, some great LMGing by Nade there on Skipjack's Lurk. He's really performing today. Really needs a beacon.
A very good job of really needs to get. Phase gate.
That HMG getting done.
Cosmic playing it smart, just staying back because she's low. Stomping the phase gate.
Wow.
Phase gate's down, sold.
Yeah, that was a crucial point of the game, as I said. It depends on...
And Phil, straight into base to harass the respawners. Taking out two and a HMG-er. Entire team in the spawn queue, including Peach now. I think this is going to be game.
Oh, is he going to play it too cocky and get HMG'd? Phil... Oh, Phil on 40 health there. Wow, that was a close one.
Steamroll just managing to pull it back.
I think they're going to get Hanshu and Morbi to fade here. Wouldn't be dumb. But that Onus is really what's turned the game around. I wish they should have done it earlier with Phil, to be honest, instead of gotten fade.
Steamroll still have that phase gear alpha, so they're still very much in this game.
They're still fighting on. I think they put a really good game, to be honest. I think they got a bit unlucky. I think Flatline did a good comeback, though. Very good comeback.
Yeah.
It's the thing with Flatline. Whatever the stage of a game, you know they can always pull one back out of nothing. They got a good view on the res wall. They understand how it works, and you know they've got the teamwork where it counts. You can tell they were worried when all their skulks were whoring silence. I mean, at one stage, I only saw 5 skulks and all of them had silence. You know, 5 skulks at a lurk, yeah.
It seemed to be a really solid performance from Phil from just the part that I saw. Like, he didn't really make any mistakes.
Phil did very well.
Phil won this game for them, I'd arguably say, with some solid lurking early game. And then he had enough res to Onos by the time he died his lurk. And that was early on. I think it was stupid getting him to fade, to be honest with you, Ben, because he didn't do too much then. But his second fade was really the impact of this game.
So this is the first round then, 1-0, Flatline.
Yeah, 1-0 to Flatline. On to the second round of the ENSL match between Lost Steamroll and Flatline. If you've just joined, you're listening to Mark, SJ, Edgecomb, George, Zama, or Gibbs Gibbons, and
James Admirable
McDonnell. So how do you think that game went down then, team?
I have to take your word for it, George. It sounded like Lost Steamroll were in front for a while, but they just didn't capitalize enough on taking out lifeforms. They got down plenty, but not enough.
Yeah, well, they didn't play the res war as well as Flatline did. I mean, Flatline was straight onto, like, as soon as their nodes went down, they just got, you know, a new batch out. And I don't think Peach was fast enough on those nodes. Instead, he was capping. And, like, the problem was, like, Flatline horde silence, killing cappers so easily. I think Lost Steamroll needed to group up a bit more, needed to get a pressure group out on those nodes earlier. But apart from that, I think Peach did pretty damn awesome. I mean, all the Marines did good. I think skill-wise, the Marines on Lost Steamroll played as good as I've seen them in a long time. I mean, Nade, Tayne, NSN were all playing to such a good level, and you know, can't even rule out Naxxu and ZH. ZH and Naxxu, I mean, yeah, they did pretty damn awesome as well.
It's unfortunate for Nax, he's in halls or something at uni now and he's got a really shit connection. I think otherwise we'd see a lot better from him.
Okay, looks like I lost steamroll of raid. Right, what we'll be seeing this round from him is Nade lurking, Tain or NSN fading. Personally, my personal opinion, I think NSN. Oh, game starting. Aliens have Alpha Hive. And let's see what the Marines do.
If the aliens are up against it.
Alpha Hive is a pretty hard hive to cope with, to be fair. So we'll see what happens. It's pretty critical to get that early on.
Here comes the B drop to beat a dick.
B drop squadron! Not a clever move. I mean, the B drop's overused nowadays, and that's why. That is why. I mean, you know, if it's called early enough, then it just gets dominated. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think it's actually, you know, a bit slow, but I think they should go straight for a spawn camp after that's done. Three shotguns out. Wow, delayed shotgun rush because it's alpha. Slightly lame. In a PCW earlier, first flatline, we know today we're underperforming as Marines greatly. So I can understand why they're doing this. I mean, if they don't feel confident with their game, then why shouldn't they?
Indeed.
I think they've got a higher chance of winning with this tactic than any other, actually. But, yeah, they better get gorges on that hive straight away.
Got Nate's lurk coming up now.
I think it's going to be too late. They need gorges on that hive. Tain's gorging.
Oh, it's going down too fast. I think Nade... It's going to... Oh, Nade down, tried to do something crazy there. This is over.
You know what? I actually think this map needs balancing, because if you could do that, wow.
Well, this is the reason that was out last season, and now it's back in by popular demand. I guess some people just don't understand. But we got to give the people what they want, right, George?
I agree.
They voted for it, so they got it.
Just, I just feel a bit sorry for Lost Steamroll. Not much they could have done there, really, apart from get sensories and start cloaking them.
Pretty gay. But a win's a win, you know.
Well, that was a shit round, actually. Wow, flatline of faggots, to be honest. Flatline of just a bunch of dicks. Yeah. It shows they show fear, though. I mean, if they're resorting to a sneaky little shotgun rush, then it does show fear.
Getting a bit personal there, Gibbs. Hope you're not letting your relationship with Flatline cloud your shoutcast abilities.
No, I'm just saying. If they're relying on a shotgun rush to win, then they must be fearing Lil Steamroll. That's all I'm saying, because that's unlike Flatline. I mean, they normally do that on about the third or fourth map, but if they're doing it on this map, then, well.
Maybe they're all in a rush.
I don't think so.
Maybe Cosmic's got a shaver beard or something, who knows? Got a PM from Cosmic today, Gibbs. Apparently she's not my friend anymore. Must have been something I'd said in my predictions. She didn't explain, but I imagine that's what it was. I'm just sort of tired of her shit, Gibbs, so I don't really give a fuck anymore. I think I'm out of her Christmas card list now. It's too bad.
I was out of that list a long time ago, Ad. A long time.
I don't think I was out of that list.
Yeah, it looks like we're on Veil now for the second map of the Flatline vs. Lost Steamroll game. Well, to sum up last map, a very good first game with Lost Steamroll playing really well, and Flatline putting in quite a good late game effort with lots of RTs and playing a good res war. But then Flatline whipping out a shotgun rush. I've only got one word for that. Puseo! Puseo! Well, that's two words, but you know.
Never do that.
I think
again,
I can't say it was the same word.
Oh yeah, it was the same word, yeah. This game, well, what can we expect from this round? I mean, Vale's a bit more of a marine bias map, so hopefully we'll see a lot of steam. I mean, not hopefully, but possibly we'll see a lot of steamroll taking a marine round from Flatline this game. And maybe an alien round if they do good enough. But, you know, this is one of Flatline's most practiced maps, so we never know.
I think Vale's
that shotgun rush could actually affect a lot of steamroll's play a lot, though. I mean, if you get demoralized because you just lost in a pretty gay way, can affect your performance.
Yep, it's a total mindfuck.
We'll be having same tactics again. Field, flash lurk, Morbi flash fade, Handshoe, RT fade, Cosmic Permagorge. Was it skipped at Permagorge? I don't know. And one of them high. Depending on how good Tain's early shotgunning this game, this will either be a very fast game or a very slow game. He hasn't quite been what he used to be, has he, recently?
What tactics do you think we're going to be seeing Lost Steamroll employing this game?
I don't know. I hope that they use Tain's shotgun a bit more. But, what I think is going to happen, to be honest with you, is they're going to do early pressure with LMGs, like they have been practicing in PCWs. The classic Peach is, if you get sub-hive, he's going to get a phase gate dome to lock down pipe and cargo second hives, and he gets that around 3 minutes, just so you can't drop that second hive early enough until you've got enough, like, OCs or, you know, life forms. However, he's also got Tain on the team. That's a big plus for shotgunning. So I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Tain shotgun early on. Maybe two West, one Topo, shotgun squad bench. I know Nade's playing well today, so, yeah, could see two shotguns, maybe, if Peach is feeling risky.
You think they might shotgun rush if it's sometimes taste of their own medicine?
I don't think they'd risk it, because they played such a good game last time. Remember, Flatline is one of these teams that actually have experience to cope with shotgun rushes and stuff. You've got any shout-outs or things you'd like the Shoutcast team to say, just give us a query on IRC. We're in the ENSL channel, either SJ, Admirable, or Gibbs.
I actually don't even have IRC installed on this computer.
Okay, just Admirable or Gibbs. Hopefully we'll see a pretty epic game this time. I don't want to see any lameness like a shotgun rush or some shit like that. Hopefully no base rushes either. Just want to see it clean and straight to the point. Skill on skill, teamwork on teamwork. You know what I'm saying, Ad?
Yeah. Mano a mano.
I know that Ulti and Sheep wanted me to shout out that Tain is bad.
No. Tain is a faggot. Not bad. They think he's good. They think he's
oh,
a
I've been
faggot.
Told both now.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay. That's fair enough then.
Terrible.
To be honest, this is the first season I've seen Lost Steamroll really pick up the effort and get to, you know, the old standards of Epic and those teams. And I know a lot of people are going to argue that they're not the same standard, but from what I saw last
game, they're you can't really good. Compare, to be honest.
No, you can't, because it's two different versions.
Yeah.
Like I've got UPMs. Not reading that shout out. One shout out is Ulti's Div 3. Alol, alol. Okay, so let's discuss Ulti's terrible performance recently. What do you think Ulti's terrible performance is down to, Ad?
I think it's down to everybody giving him a hard time, man. Although he pretends he's thick skinned, I think every time you give him some abuse, it really Just gets to him, man. You know, it all builds up. If everybody keeps saying you're bad, eventually you're going to think that you are actually bad. I think you need to lay off him, Gibbs, you know? He's just a young lad with dreams of being an esports superstar.
I don't think that really works at all, to be honest. I mean, I can't even remember the amount I used to abuse NRS back in the day when I brought him up to win Div 3. Look at where Sheep and Green are now, playing for one of the top teams in the First Division. And we've got live now.
Starting. Aliens
Flatline
got sub
started
five.
With Cargo. Sub, yeah.
Yeah, nice one, Mark. Good call.
You can tell I haven't played this in a while.
Ooh. I wonder if they're going
to rush taking three to West.
Yeah.
With two people in the armory.
Fast pressure, LMG. Tains Bezos, well, get shotgun as well. Yeah, no, they've been trying this tactic a lot. Personally, I don't think it's that great. But, you know, Peach likes it. Peach thinks it works. And if it works for his team, you know, use it.
There's definitely better things you could do on this map as Marine. It's
silly
definitely
rushing
very creative.
ZH is actually performing quite well. I'm not used to seeing him aim, so...
Flatline here have dropped a double and cargo res nodes.
Yeah,
just
typical
one
standard.
Spot on East
Overlook nowadays, just not on, really. Oh, Naxx up top, getting pressured. Bad play by ZH, should have been covering. Good play by ZH, man. Good play and bad play. No, that was good awareness. I think capping Overlook. What absurdity. Well, we got Tame Pressure Group with Nate.
Looks like Flatline are grouping up on East to ambush the shotgun team.
Yeah, it's not going to work versus Taney, though. It's not going to work versus Taney. This is a good thing about this tactic.
Capping Overlook.
Pressure the Hive. Yeah, you can pressure the Hive straight after. Yeah, pressuring the Hive now, you see, would just bring the Skulks from double a bit. They're hitting double with a shotgun.
There's only two Skulks here. They're both from the vents. They need to come from different directions, they're just going to die now.
Yeah, but good job setting that third marine to... good job by NSM!
He's
going to
get there in time.
Nice. Yeah, but even if he doesn't, if they die, he can recap the shotgun. But they're playing very... Oh, camping system. Good call.
Taylor nades.
Good call. Just pressures those skulks back so they can't just help at double. And that's a good play. Good play by Peach there. Making some good calls. Flatline another shotgun out coming from Topo. Going to help. Still, I think Peach isn't playing the res war well enough. This is where it went wrong last time. He didn't get enough nodes early on and it fell to pot. He really needs to get a Kappa on C12 now. Not late game, but now. You know, he's leaving it far too long. And Tane still isn't parasited for all of this. Wow.
He's playing really aggressive here, Peaches. We've got three marines now pushing into cargo. With two shotguns.
With welders as well, so they can keep each other welded, like, straight away. You know, it sounds stupid with welders, but welders actually help. Believe it or not. Overlook's still up.
This node's gonna be low now. Oof. Skipjack, they're taking down both shotgunners.
Taking them down. They're whoring silence again, if you haven't noticed, apart from Cosmic. And Hive. Getting good on those cappers, but this is where the game goes to pot for Steamroll. This is really where they need to get back to, you know?
They've really lost map control. They didn't keep their marines alive towards East Junction, the system. They've just completely lost map control here. They're gonna be probably pinned in their base. They're going to be ambushed at the top and West when they try and leave. That's something they really wanted to try and avoid.
Oh, great nades by Nade. we've got two-man pressure now going to C12, I think.
West's going
this
down.
Where it goes
well
to pop for Peach. He needs to sort his early game RTs out. He pressures loads, but he doesn't get enough.
He played too aggressively, pretty much.
Well, he's sending one C12 now. No, he's going back. He's still not going for C12 on that side. Yeah, it's just not.
He knows our hive drop's going to be soon, though. He needs to do something.
He's failing. He's failing at this because of his lack of nodes early on.
Yeah, Peach Ring needs to get a phase gate, a power core now, and recap and hold pipeline on C12. I mean, he's losing West fucking res node. That's just bad. He just hasn't.
Really,
I mean, Steamroll really have just no map control there at all at the moment.
This is their problem. They've got good marines, but sometimes, you know, Peach's features RT gameplay, but Res War, he's not that good at. Oh, unlucky by name. Yeah, you see, we're just getting on Kappas so hard now. It's too late to start trying to power cap now. Because alerts, down to one sculpts Excel mode. Silence, they're going to push you up. Surprised Flatline haven't recapped any nodes apart from Cargo. I mean, I would have thought they'd gotten another one by now. He is pretty gay playing against just Silence.
I've dropped in Cargo.
Yeah, but he's got no res. This game was an epic fail, and they should have won it. It's actually it's pretty depressing. I'd be if I was a
the early game was very, very strong, but they just lost it when they got stuck in the spawn queue and got contained in their base. That's something you really, on a special map like this, you really have to keep map control. I mean, Bobby used to be really good at it. You really have to keep your Marines alive at key points like System Waypoint at East Junction, so that the Skulks can't set up on the ambush points at West Skylights and Topo. Because if they manage to do that, then you're going to be pretty much contained in your base and not able to get out unless you have phase gates.
Yeah. I think Peach has messed his game.
And Morvi now has Fade, pressuring base. Phil supporting his Lurk, and this is going to be game pretty soon. Zimmer pressuring Power Core. Taking down my Phil and Morvi again.
Yeah, once again, Phil puts in a very solid performance as Lurk. And once again, I think Peach actually messed this game up for them. That's a bit of a pity. I mean, I wouldn't say Flatline are playing particularly well, to be honest. I mean, there's individual skill by Phil, but they're just getting rocked, really. I think it's back to boot camp for Peach. Back to boot camp.
Yeah, I've got to say, it really was just bad choices from Peach, pretty much, that lost this game. I'd call on pressuring Cargo with two shotguns. They should have recapped on the pipeline side.
Well, they didn't even leave one to recap. I don't mind two shotguns pressuring, that's fine, but they didn't leave that last guy to recap. They just lost it all. I mean, the idea is you press to draw Skulks off so you can cap, but no, they don't understand that clearly.
Also, Pain and ZH pressuring Cargo with shotguns. They were far too aggressive going in. They didn't take their time and check spots at all. And like I think Tank actually got killed by someone, a Skulk dropping from the roof. Sub.
I think they know it's over, so they're going for that shotgun rush on sub.
Yeah, this is a desperation tactic.
And I don't think it's going to work.
No, I think it's
got to be pretty bad to lose it. Oh, Phil dies though! Oh, Phil, very lucky there. Yeah, well, I think that was a bad call by Phil going in.
They have one welder as well. Yeah, IPs are sold.
Yeah. Walk of shame, Peach. Walk of shame.
There's a manhunt on.
Apparently, Fanner's asking for some help sorting a replay reason out. I don't know what's happening in the Snow Rollers Nine Legends game. Right, Lost Seamroll really needs. They're going to be so demoralized for losing three rounds that they could have won. Three rounds they could have won, in my opinion. If they just had just made, you know, those critical mistakes, like hadn't made those critical mistakes. Oh well.
Especially the last round that was played as well, you can't even blame it on lack of experience on Peach's part, because Peach's been a very high level comp for a very long time now. And that was just a mistake you really should not have made.
The game has changed, and he hasn't commed in a while. He's been like Simi's comm, and he's still comming to that old school level. Like, the thing with the newer comms, like especially Flatline's comms, and even Sherpa to some extent, although I wouldn't say Sherpa's the best at it, is, you know, it's just learning how to play that late game and mid game. See, what Peach's used to doing is just dominating early game and then just rushing that second hive. You know, what he's got to start thinking about is just, like, preparing himself for a mid game. like teching up, you know, holding, getting phase gates at the choke points. He doesn't do it enough, really.
I would have to agree. I think that's definitely one of my main gripes with the vast majority of comms at the moment, is that they do rely on having a strong early game so much as Marine. And I know that Marines, you are supposed to have a strong early game to get ahead, but people just rely on it so much, and they always do the same thing early game, and they just basically rely on people to play well and take down Skulls.
I think Flatline has the best experience of playing mid and late game, and I think that's why they're the best at it. I mean, all of them know what to do late game. Like, if their early game goes to pot, they just get phase gates and hold, and you know they're gonna they can still win it. With Peach, just, you know, as soon as you see it, he's failing a bit, as soon as that pressure group goes down, you know, he doesn't get that phase gate in the key location. He doesn't have people on nodes already. He's got them Ramboing or pressuring somewhere else, and it just doesn't work. It's his main flaw, and I think unless he starts learning how to comm this latest version and like comm the late game and mid game, he's not going to improve with his team. Because really, arguably, skill-wise, I think Flatline have been rocked two alien rounds now. The Marines have put up some solid performances. I mean, aim-wise, well, Steamroll are playing great.
Looks like we're going live here. Steamroll spawning with us. Sub-hive again.
Yeah. I swear it's always sub. I swear.
Flatline going with four to overlook. I think they're going to rush skylights and take the cappers out there. Three cappers and skylights goes. No, they're not.
They're doing free rest as well. Interesting.
Yeah. You really have to take at least two, and most of the time three to west, because it's hard to build a node and cover with only two people.
Depending on how this rush does.
Oh, cleaned up by Flatline there.
Skipjack's got very good aim, to be fair. Like, he doesn't play a lot, but when he does, he really shows why. I still don't think it's a good call to be rushing three people. Should have been called, and they shouldn't
have. Skipjack and Cozzy are going to be pushing system here to pressure sub, now that the aliens are in spawn queue.
See, this is Flatline. They don't pressure, they'll just hold. You see, they're camping system. And, like, yeah. It's not dumb, it's just a bit safe. Cosmic got the vent there, that's a good call.
Doing it.
Three skulks in the vent, just can't get out because Cosmic's there. Well,
just by having that one Marine now in system, just look at how much map control they've got now, so the skulks can't move out from the hive.
Oh, Cosmic's got them on lockdown!
They bought their cap for so much time.
And she's down. Right, they're in double, I mean, need all their skulks in now.
So, but Cozzy basically bought this pressure team enough time to get into double, and take that node down. That was huge.
Yeah, but great ambush by Nakku. But Flatline haven't actually capped many nodes. Odd for them. And they're just rushing in now. Silly mistakes like that. You know, they need to be ambushing them.
I think they're allowed on
that. Why are they rushing in? Stuff like that is losing the game. Just lone rushing randomly. They could be grouping up cargo. They can still win this. They shouldn't have this such defeatist attitude. This is far from over. And, you know, this is the difference between Flatline and LoL Steamroll. You know, skill-wise, they're not that much different, you know, but when it comes to game sense and gameplay, Flatline just, you know, even with every Div 1 team, I'd agree, you know, skill-wise is not far off Flatline, you know, maybe even better, but, you know, Flatline have this teamwork and game sense that, you know, just is flawless. That other teams...
You have to remember that. You have to remember that Flatline have been playing together for so long now. They've been playing together for years, all of them. And they really know what they're all going to do in each situation. They know how each other plays, and they know how to team play very well. They're very experienced playing with each other. They can keep their composure under pressure, and they're experienced at playing the game how they want to play it. Which a lot of the time is forcing the game into mid-game and late game.
Peach doesn't know what to do now. Really, he should be getting someone to recap, like... Well, he's got one recapping overlook, but... You know, they need a recap on double, and they need to silence whore. To get these Marines down. They need to do a flatline, basically.
Yeah, Highfish has already capped both of their res nodes at Pipeline as well.
You see...
Flatline's in on four external nodes now.
Great play by NS! Oh, NSN taking down two shotguns there! Just with some simple basic skulking, but what a tank with seven...
Phase gate coming up at Dome here.
This is what Peach should have done last game, but he really screwed up.
Flatline's gonna be able to hold map control very well here. They're gonna be able to easily press cargo on that phase gate and hold the resident pipe
plant. Don't play it too risky. They're on nodes though. Lost Steamroll can win this. They're on nodes. But they just can't fight. And
definitely
it's
not
a
out
lot of pressure
game,
on Tayne who's gonna fade. It's a lot of pressure.
They just need to keep their composure.
See how they had a guy east ready to stop Skulks coming that way? They're just cutting the Skulks off. Unfortunately, it was Glove and he couldn't kill a single Skulk that was bunny hopping towards him. But apart from that, you know, at least they had the person there ready to stop the Skulks, even if he couldn't actually skill-wise stop him. They're doing a good job on nodes, though.
The hell?
Oh, Glove.
The RT icon just flew across my mini-map. What the
it's
hell?
RT hacks, Mark. RT hacks. Oh, I did at West as well.
Oh, Phil! Double hand grenade, Mako.
Lol. Yeah, see, they're pressuring with a shotgun straight to Overlook now. You see, this is where Flatline are good. They know how to just play the res wall. A lot of Steamroll have no experience at it.
Res is so important in this game, and I don't think enough teams especially
as
really
take
that into
node
account.
Damn, they need to clear those Marines and get NSN to cap that node. And then even get ZH to maybe cap a node double or something. I mean, they need to sort this out. They need to sort these Marines out. We got Tayne's Fade going up now. It's
very good pressure Overlook here.
Oh no, it's not going up.
Been causing basically nades. Holding off so many Skulks now. Taking down Overlook Resmage.
They know how to play the Res War. They've got Skulks wasting their lives and time on Overlook when they're capping double. You know, this
cap
is how
cargo
the game
as
works.
Well.
Yeah, this is how the game works, but, you know. Flatline aren't going to lose this now. They've got so many nodes to fall back on.
There's no way they can lose this.
Unless, you know, Tayne's basic got to get up, kill lots. Oh, I think they're going two lurks. I think ZH is lurking. But,
Tayne has got to play the game of his life to come back from a situation, I think. I mean, granted, I don't think that's beyond Tayne, but I don't think it's likely either. Phil! Brilliant play there!
Yeah, nice shots by Phil there. But no, Tayne's Fade just hasn't... I just don't, to be honest, rate it. I prefer NSN, Nessim, over Phil. But, Tayne, but, you know. He's still a good Fade, he's got a lot of experience, so... We'll see how it goes. I think Peach is, really pissed off. And, I don't know, it's weird because they could have won this. And it's a difference, really. I don't know. It's weird. They should have won there.
Steamroll are really going to have to get on nodes now to be able to stand a chance of coming back from this. Flatline got really good map control. They've got phase gate by dome, phase gate double as well. They've got like 8 external nodes, I think. 7. Although still Flatline only on Arm 1, Weapons 1.
Yeah, they're getting motion tracking. Flatline can deal with small... If you notice, Flatline deal with small upgrades because they hold... You know, you don't need large loads of upgrades if you've got like 3 Marines or 2 Marines in one area, yeah? Oh, Tayne, Schoolboy, and that's the game. That is the game. Right there, Tayne dies, 2 shotguns, it's over. I didn't even think Flatline played particularly well, to be honest. I mean, they've played a lot better in the past. So,
they played it safer, they didn't take risks, and they just played the game how they wanted to play it.
Naxxu's gonna need to fade, to be honest.
I don't know why Naxxu didn't fade a long time ago. He's got 64 res now. It's been quite clear for a while he wasn't going to be able to drop that hive. He should have gone fade a long time ago. Nade actually just flying in circles in the hive. I think they know it's over.
I lost 4-0. That was bad. Oh, what? Good game. You know. Well, Steamroller's still in it for the finals, I guess. They just need to get their act together and win the rest of their games. I guess it depends for them what Nine Legends and Sprogger get versus Flatline, really. I think Nade's mouse may have frozen there. Nade's like down in a spawn camp. Good game.
This is game.
See, like, would you say Highfish is a better comp than Peach in practice? Probably not.
I think Highfish obviously made better choices.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, Flatline have this so typical game plan they always follow. But, it's what LoL Steam Laura lack, that mid game to late game, you know. Plan. Good game. Well, you've been listening to the ENSL Shoutcast for Flatline vs. LoL Steamroll. 4-0 to Flatline, then. Although, arguably, it could have gone to 2-2 in my eyes, quite easily.
Are we back next week with Shoutcasting?
Sorry?
Are we back again next week, Shoutcasting?
Yeah, we'll be doing a vote for the match of a week again, and then we'll be Shoutcasting that next
week. Righto.
Remember to check for the poll, guys. If you want, if you got a match you wanna see shoutcasted or wanna hear shoutcasted, just keep voting. That's how it works. All right. Well, I don't know. Are we having interviews? Are anyone? Don't know. To be honest.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to anyone for an interview. I think if we've got no interviews, then I guess that's it. Definitely an entertaining game.
I think Nine Legends and Snow Roller's game has been more entertaining from what I've heard. Apparently they had two lag outs on one round, and they asked for a replay, and I think it got denied. Apparently Blue got a screenshots bug, so his screen went black. This sounds interesting.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on here? You see, this is where it looks odd, because Crab Battle won a round off Flatline last week, and now Flatline just beat LoL Steamroll, arguably a lot more skilled team, 4-0.
Possibly Nine Legends are just trying to use any old excuse to get a replay. I mean, let's face it, they've got Ducks and FRG playing for them.
Lol. I actually need to talk to my team here. I'll be right back a second.
Right, well, it looks like this is the end of the shoutcast. In that case, we're not having interviews, and Zama has mysteriously disappeared to speak to his team about something. So, I guess this is us, and we'll see you again next week, shoutcasting the match of the week.